Blog Talk Radio.
You are the love of my life. You are the hope that I cling to. You mean more than this world to me. I wouldn't trade you for silver or gold. I wouldn't trade you for riches untold.
The love of my life. Sing it out to him. Say it.
You are the love of my life.
You are, Lord Jesus, you are.
You are.
You're the hope that I cling to.
The hope that I
don't have nothing else but you, God. You mean more.
You mean
more than this world.
More than this.
Take
world
every bit of it, Lord. I wouldn't trade.
Wouldn't trade.
Take this whole world and give me
peace.
So this song right here means a lot to me. And I was traveling and God began to speak to me. He said, when you think about company, they come over to your house. At some point, because they're company, they have to go. He said, but with me, I want to be the person who can stay with you and for the rest of your life. So my prayer was to God, you are the company that never have to leave me. So I need you to stay with me. How can I live? How can I move? How can I be without you? How can I stand in the midst of pain? I can't go on without you. You are the company that doesn't have to go. So stay with me. I'm broken before you. Please don't leave, cause I need you. I'm empty if I don't have you. Stay with me. Lift my heart to thee. You are my victory. I can't imagine life without you. So stay with me. Oh Lord, stay with me. Stay with me. Stay with me. How can I? Without lift up your voice and cry out to
her. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Prolific Fire. I'm your humble host, Prophet Stacy. Thank you, thank you, thank you, everybody, for taking the time to join me all tonight. The first song I played was You Are the Love of My Life by Judy Jacobs. The second song was Stay With Me by Jacqueline Carr. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for everybody that's gathered here tonight, Lord God, whether they're listening live right now, Lord God, or they will be listening to the replay, Lord God, I thank you for them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, on the phone lines, I thank you for them, God, online, I thank you for them, on the podcast, on iTunes, God, I thank you for them, God, in the name of Jesus, God, I ask you now that you give me the strength, Lord God, to deliver this message the way that you gave it to me via the Holy Spirit, that your people may be well fed on tonight, and that your name may get every ounce of glory that you deserve. In the name of Jesus, amen. Foundational text comes from Luke chapter 2, verses 22 through 28, and then I'm going to skip and read verses 36 through 38 from the NIV. This is when Jesus was presented in the temple. Joseph and Mary took Jesus to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord. Every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves and two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem named Simeon, called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolidation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple court. When the parents brought in the child, Jesus, to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, I'm going to stop right there. Simeon just goes on and says a lot of wonderful things about Jesus, prophesying his destiny to his parents, etc. Skip into verses 36 to 38. There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Penuel of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage. And then she was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple but worshiped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. Okay, you know what? I want you to forget most of what I just read. That's right, forget most of what I just read. There was just some background content leading into tonight's message. All you really need to remember is that right there in the midst of Jesus being presented in the temple and Simeon saying great things about him was an old prophetess named Anna. She was a prophetess that God allowed to be married and live as a wife with her husband for 7 years, after which she became a widow. Now, to some of you, that might seem unfair, given the fact that she was now 84 years old, which means she lived well over half her life alone as a single woman. And when she did finally get a man, when she did get a husband, when she did get her Boaz, they were only together for 7 years. From the text, of course, we have no way of knowing if she was the kind of woman that had dreamed of being married ever since she was a little girl, dreamed of having a handsome young prince come up and sweep her off her feet and ask for her hand in marriage, just to grow up only to be given 7 years with the man she loved. 7 years with her husband. Or if perhaps she fell in love and got married late in life, well past her childbearing years. We have no way of knowing. Still, to be given only 7 years with the man she loved, 7 years with her husband. I think about my grandparents who were married every bit of 60 years before both becoming deceased in their 90s. So compared to them, the 7 years Prophetess Anna was given with her husband does seem unfair and short. It does seem unfair and short, but that's exactly why the Bible tells us it's not wise to compare ourselves to others, 2 Corinthians 10 and 12. Somebody, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Compared to others, you feel every ounce of happiness you've ever felt has been short-lived. Compared to others, you feel every ounce of happiness that you've ever felt has been short-lived. Somebody, you feel like you are under a curse. Somebody, you feel like your life is under a curse because every time you get genuinely happy, something happens, and that feeling of happiness ends up being only for a short period of time. Short-term happiness, tonight's message. Again, tonight's message is short-term happiness. Even though her happiness was cut short by the death of her husband, and she found herself grieving for her husband of only 7 years. Even though her transition into widowhood couldn't have been easy, still Prophetess Anna was able to get herself together. After her husband's death and returned to the temple, she was able to get herself together and return to the temple. She was able to return to what she knew best. She was still able to worship. She was still able to fast. She was still able to pray. She was still able to do what she had always done because her relationship with God was stable. Solid, not based on her feelings. Therefore, her grief, her broken heart had no effect on her relationship with God. Unlike many of you whose relationship with God changes based on how you feel from day to day. As long as you're feeling good emotionally, your relationship with God is good. As long as you're feeling good emotionally, your relationship with God is good externally, but internally, your soul is heavily conflicted because the moment your happiness gets cut short, interrupted for whatever reason, then you can no longer bring yourself to go to church. You don't worship like you used to. You don't fast anymore, and your prayer life has become virtually non-existent. And yes, I know I'm talking to somebody tonight. Your happiness got cut short, or at least that's what you think. And you're mad with God, so you don't do any of the things that you used to do. You don't go to church. You don't worship no more. You don't fast no more. You don't pray no more. You could care less about God because it was all about your feelings. It was never about Him. But I pray that changes after tonight's message. That was not the case in Prophetess Anna's life, though. God truly was first, and she recognized that her husband, as good a man as he probably was just an added blessing given to her for however long. Somebody married tonight, your husband or your wife is just an added blessing given to you for however long. 1 Peter 3 and 2 from the Amplified tells us to love your husband, encourage him, and enjoy him as a blessing from God. She recognized that her real happiness would always be found in seeking God. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew 6 and 33, King James Version. Seek God first, and all these things that you need, those things that contribute to your overall well-being, shall be added. Seek God first, and all these things that you need, those things that contribute to your overall well-being, shall be added. So, Prophetess says, how do you cope when life seems to keep offering you more heartbreak than happiness? I'm glad you asked. Number one, seek God. Number one, seek God. Number two, stop treating him like a love affair gone bad. Stop treating him like a love affair gone bad. Then when your feelings are hurt, you no longer can be with him. You no longer can talk to him, etc. Don't you know that's exactly when you need to talk to him? You need to talk to God when that love affair you thought would last forever didn't. You need to talk to God the most when your feelings are hurt for whatever reason. God is close to the brokenhearted. Psalms 34:18, NIV. Number three, stop blaming God and build a real relationship with him. Number four, recognize that any real happiness you have for however long came from him. Number five, realize that what seems short-term or short-lived to you just might not feel that way to God. For the Bible lets us know a day is like 1,000 years to the Lord, and 1,000 years is like a day. 2 Peter 3:8, New Living Translation. Number six, last but not least, six, trust God. Trust God. Trust God. Trust that he knows what's best for you. I promise you that if you start trusting him, I mean really trusting him, your perspective will change on a lot of things. If you really start trusting him, your perspective on a lot of things would change. I am, listen to the scripture, it says, I am the Lord your God who teaches you what is best for you, who directs you in the way that you should go. Isaiah 48:17, NIV. You see, what might look unfair to you now, when you really trust God, your perspective on even that changes. 7 years with her husband, 7 years with the husband she loved was short in comparison to some marriages. But need I remind you that seven is also God's number of completion. Need I remind you, even though 7 years seem short compared to other people's marriages, compared to some other marriages out there, need I remind you that seven is also the number of God's completion. Seven is also God's number for completion. Sometimes God speaks through numbers. And God is saying to somebody tonight, it was complete. That's why I moved them on. It was complete. That's why I moved them on and kept you here. The old saying goes, live each day as though it was your last. But God is saying, live your life as though it was your last day in that position. Live your life as though it was your last day in that position. You see, we see things as titles as though we are entitled to have it, which we really are not. But we see things as titles. I am his wife. I am her husband. As though the relationship, as though the marriage itself somehow is what fulfills us. But God sees everything as positions and seasons. Positions and seasons that change. There is a season, a time appointed for everything, and a time for every delight and event or purpose under heaven. Ecclesiastes 3:1 from the Amplified. So with love, it's really not about you experiencing what you think is short-term happiness or your happiness being cut short. But what did you do with the time you had while you had it? That's a good question. But what did you do with the time you had while you had it? In Psalms 90:12 from the Contemporary English Version, the psalmist is found humbly asking God to teach us to use wisely all the time we have. Are you using wisely all the time that you have? Because remember, that man or that woman or that particular situation that you're in right now, that is a blessing to you. That is a blessing to you. That's not something that you're entitled to. It is a blessing to you. Treat it as such. It's very possible that Prophetess Anna and her husband had a very full marriage, and they lived and enjoyed every second with no regrets. Even the difficult times that happen in all marriages with no regrets. It's very possible that Prophetess Anna had no regret at the time of her husband's death because she did all she could while she could. Can you say that? That you did all you could while you could. How many times have you attended a funeral or maybe there was a death in your family and you knew, you just knew that that person was crying mostly because of the things they hadn't done in their relationship with the deceased. They were crying mostly because of regret. Oh, yes, God is calling us out tonight because some of you are not under curse. Because some of you are not under curse, your happiness has not been cursed. The reason your happiness is short-term or short-lived is because, number one, happiness is a feeling, and it must be supervised by the Holy Spirit. I can't say that enough because the Holy Spirit gave me that one time before because I remember saying that I need to say it again. For somebody, happiness is a feeling, and it must be supervised by the Holy Spirit for those of us trying to live right and be in right standing with God. Happiness is a feeling, and it must be supervised by the Holy Spirit, or else anytime you allow your feelings to lead you unsupervised, you will end up in situations, positions, relationships, etc., that God did not give you the okay for. But because you felt like it. Somebody, because you felt like it. God didn't give you the okay, but because you felt like it, you did it. But God wanting to be a father to you, because we are not all his children, believe it or not, we are not all his children. But God wanting to be a father to you, because we are not all his children. Some of us are, and some of us he intends to snatch up at a later date. Because he wants to be a father, according to Jude 1:23, that's how you save others, by snatching them up. Because he wants to be a father to you, he'll snatch you up out of a situation. That's what happened to many of you. You are not under a curse. God snatched you up out of that situation. He snatched you up out of that marriage. He snatched you up out of that relationship, and you should be thankful. According to Jude 1:23, that's exactly how you save others, by snatching them from the fire. To others, show mercy mixed with fear, hating even the clothes stained by corrupt flesh. So he goes in and cleans up your mess, as I was saying. He goes in, he cleans up your mess, cleans up the hell that you put yourself in. Somebody, God actually showed you mercy by removing some people. God actually showed you mercy by removing some people, removing you from some people, closing some doors you left open. He showed you mercy by denying your prayer request. Somebody, he showed you mercy by denying your prayer request. And for all the Bible scholars out there listening to me, God said all his promises, listen to me, all of his promises are yes and amen. 2 Corinthians 1:20. He never said anything about the stuff you promised. He never said anything about the stuff you promised. He said his promises are yes and amen. And sometimes, if we're honest, the things that God promised us and the things that we promise ourselves are two different things. God said his promises are yes and amen, 2 Corinthians 1:20. He never said anything about the stuff you promised yourself. Therefore, your prayer request has been denied. Somebody be mature enough to thank God for the prayer request he didn't answer. Thank him for the doors he didn't open. Thank him for the doors he closed. Thank him for removing you from some people, etc. Because if that's really what you think short-term happiness is, you should be glad you weren't married any longer than you were. You should be glad that relationship was cut short. You should be glad God revoked that job opportunity. You should be glad he allowed something to come up and separate you from some people, some places, some things, etc. Just imagine if Prophetess Anna's marriage had lasted longer than 7 years. She would have been at home doing what wives do. Just imagine if her marriage had lasted longer than 7 years, she would have been at home doing what wives do, instead of positioned in the temple. Instead of being positioned in the temple, she would have been at home doing what wives do. Instead of being positioned in the temple at the exact time that Jesus was presented, giving thanks to God and speaking about the child, speaking about Jesus to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. Instead of doing that, she would have been at home being a wife. But love, what I'm trying to tell you, can't you see? Can't you see that what you think God is punishing you with? Can't you see that what you think is God punishing you by giving you happiness and taking it away shortly thereafter is really tied to a bigger destiny? Is really tied to a bigger destiny. Therefore, you can't afford to be tied down in a season long after it's passed and out of position. Therefore, you cannot afford to be tied down in a season long after it's passed and out of position. Some of you, you can't afford to be tied down in a season with people that was never of God. You cannot afford to be tied down with people that were never of God or God's intent for you. By doing so, you cause your own self to experience happiness that was never meant to be. By doing so, you cause your own self, God didn't do it, you cause your own self to experience happiness that was never meant to be, let alone last short-term happiness. Just like Prophetess Anna had to come out of the season that she was in and get positioned to see Jesus in the temple, she had to come out of that season of being married. Yes, it was good. It was all honeymoon phase, and it was sweet, and they went through whatever they went through as a husband and wife. But when that season was over, and God only knows how long he gives a couple together, he only knows how long he gives us with anybody or in any situation, God knows. But she had to come out of that situation so that she can get positioned to see Jesus in the temple. You must get in position to see Jesus as well. You must get in position to see Jesus. Get in the temple. Get in church and stay. Start worrying about the season you got snatched out of. Somebody start worrying about the season you got snatched out of. Trust God for real, because you've been play trusting him. Trust God for real, because it's more than what it seems. It is more than what it seems. Father God, help everyone listening to realize their role and what they think is a curse. Help them to slow down and wait on you and trust that whatever you do, not what they do, is for the best and is tied to a bigger destiny than how they've been living. Help them to trust whatever they're given. Help them to trust whatever they're given. 7 years or 7 months or 17 years in a season, in a position, however long they're given, it is a blessing. Help them to see it that way. It is a blessing, but when it's complete, it's complete. Whatever happens, may they be granted the zeal to still worship, to still fast, to still pray, the zeal to stay in the temple, to stay in you. And also, Father, look up on the unsaved tonight. Give them the zeal to want you, to desire you, to open up and receive you in the name of Jesus. Amen. At this time, I'm going to open the phone lines. If there's anybody on the phone line tonight desiring prayer, just press 1 on your phone and I will be glad to pray with you. Once again, thank you for joining me on tonight, everybody. I pray that you were blessed by the word, that it opened your eyes to some things, and that you realize that what you're going through is not short-term happiness. It has a bigger destiny tied to it. Just be obedient to God and trust that whether it was 7 years or 7 minutes or 7 days that you had with that person in that situation, on that job, or whatever it was, that God knows what he's doing. Sometimes he has to bring separation. Sometimes he has to change some things around for our better good. He always has your best in mind, even when people don't. He always has your best in mind. Remember that. Once again, is there anybody on the phone lines? I don't want to go too fast. Is there anybody on the phone lines desiring prayer? Press 1 on your phone, and I will be glad to pray with you tonight. Okay, if not, if ever you need prayer or a Bible-based consultation, you can always call or text 865-408-8690. Again, it's 865-408-8690. Or you can email prolificfire@gmail.com. prolificfire@gmail.com. You can find me on Twitter at prolificfire, on Instagram at Prophetess Stacy. Like my Ministries Facebook page, which is Prolific Fire Ministry. That's the ministry's Facebook page. Also, you can find me on my personal Facebook page, Prophetess Stacy. Join my sister in ministry, Prophetess Pay, for prayer and encouragement on Faith on the Line with Prophetess Pay this Friday night, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. Again, it's 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific this Friday. Join us for prayer and encouragement on Faith on the Line. Call 347-426-3782. Many of you call that same number that you call tonight. Call it back on Friday. There will be a flyer up for her on all my social media. So just follow me to keep updated on everything. And the phone lines will be open to pray with you specifically if need be on that particular night. Then join me back here on Prolific Fire same night, which is Monday night, same time. And my message will be cover charge. Come back and find out what that's about. Of course, you know it's about real issues because that's the type of anointing that God has put on my life. Again, the vision statement for those of you that may be listening new, the vision statement of this ministry is Prolific Fire, seeking to help you where you hurt, which means we deal with real issues using the Bible as a reference. With that being said, I will see you all hopefully Friday night and then back here on Monday. God bless. I'm out.